Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Dr. Vern Joseph is America's number one potential passion and productivity speaker, strategist, and consultant. He's an award-winning serial entrepreneur, the best-selling author of 5 books, and a highly decorated U.S. Army veteran. He's trained millions of entrepreneurs and business owners in over 50 countries on 6 different continents in the last decade alone. For your chance to win a free copy of Dr. Vern's Productivity 360 Planner, go to livetoproduce.com. Here is part 2.
Back for day 2 with Dr. Vern Joseph, one of the most positive, motivating, just like you can't be around this guy. I mean, you could be around this guy and be eating an ice cream cone and have it drop on the ground and jump up and smile and go, that is fantastic. I mean, how can you not have a smile on your face when you are anywhere near Dr. Vern Joseph? So it is just fantastic to have him here. But we promised yesterday, we teased the audience that you were going to share with them today your philosophy about the days of the week. Can you enlighten us about that?
Oh, my goodness, Steve. Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. This may sound very strange to you, but it's going to be so simple that it will be complex. I hope you're picking up what I'm getting ready to put down. 7 days of the week, folks, we don't get an eighth day. So the question is, what are you doing with the 7 days that you do have? My philosophy is you need to name every day of the week, because I truly believe that the name of a thing reveals the nature of a thing. Okay, Dr. Vern, what in the world are you talking about? Well, let me help you. Make It Happen Monday is the day that I have deemed that I will make all things happen according to my business, portions of my life, because I have everything kind of scripted the way that I like to do. So on Make It Happen Monday, I do just that. I make it happen. I get up super early with my regular schedule, and then I do specific tasks. On Thought-Provoking Tuesday, I always engage in thought-provoking things, whether it's reading books, listening to podcasts, interviewing articles, and interviewing thought-provoking people. On Work It Out Wednesday, I do just that. Whatever I set out to accomplish for the week, Wednesday is kind of like my momentum Wednesday, where everybody else is talking about, oh, it's hump day. No, for Dr. Vern, it's Work It Out Wednesday. That's both physically, mentally, financially, whatever I'm working on, Wednesday's the day that I work it out. And then we come to Turn It Around Thursday, because how many of you know that you may set out to accomplish some things, but every now and then things kind of go awry? So on Thursday is where anything that kind of got off kilter or went off track, I turn those things around and get them back on track to the initial focus. And then Follow Through Friday. I can't stress to business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, athletes, and everyone on the planet enough. Follow through. The proof is in the follow through. So whatever you start, you've got to have a mechanism to help you follow through, whether that's emails, calls, whatever the case may be. Follow Through Friday is the day that I do that. And then Saturday, Steve, is Spectacular Saturdays. Every Saturday I set out to do something extremely spectacular, because remember, we've only got one life to live, and life at its longest point is still too short. And then the culmination of Sunday, which is service-oriented Sunday, I do things in a service mentality and mode on Sundays. So that's the 7 days of productivity, as I call it, and that's my philosophy when it comes to the days of the week.
My goodness. I mean, it's a good thing this is being recorded, because that is a segment of today's Rhino Daily Podcast episode with Dr. Vern Joseph that I know everyone is rewinding and playing over and over and over again, or, of course, best of all, just get your books. What a great way to live if people wake up every day and that gives them a purpose for the day. I mean, we all have other things we have to do, but an overarching purpose like that just keeps it in mind, and it's got to help you, like you say, to be more productive. You're talking about productivity all the time. Can you share with the listeners what that, in the essence of productivity, what that really means to you?
Oh, man. Yes. You know, when you think productivity, I'll be honest with you, it's very simple. It's not going to be this long, drawn-out, you know, definition that everybody else is kind of saying. At the end of the day, productivity is simply maximizing every moment in life. The art of productivity literally is to be efficient and effective. I'm going to stop and say that again. It's to be efficient and effective. And at its core, it's really to get more done by doing less. So to me, productivity is a way of life. It's not a fad. It's not something, you know, that all the millennials are jumping on. No, it's literally a part of life. And once you understand that productivity, listen to me, everything rises and falls off of productivity. People often say that it's leadership. Leadership is a great component to productivity. But if you're not productive, there's no way that people will follow you. No one wants to follow someone who's dysfunctional, who's disorganized, and who can't cast a vision. Productivity allows you to do that because most people have a polluted perspective of time. Therefore, they can't imagine being able to maximize every moment of their life. So that is what productivity really means to me, Steve.
And that's so important for all business owners. You're talking about leadership. All business owners are leading their employees, you're leading your customers, your patients, your clients, your members, whatever you have in your business, your prospects. And to be that leader, of course, nobody wants to follow someone who's not productive, who's not doing what they say, who's not getting things done, who's not showing up on time or early with the right attitude and then following through with the right action and getting things done. You really put it in a nutshell there. Bottom line, I got to tell you, I mean, I know a lot of people and I've met a lot of people, and I think I said it yesterday in yesterday's episode, I've rarely met anyone as passionate about helping other people with their productivity and reaching their highest potential. And where did this come from? How did you become so passionate about helping other people to make the most of their own lives?
Another great question, Steve. You know, my mother died when I was extremely young, and she died of sickle cell anemia. And one of the things that I noticed at her funeral, I mean, like her eighth grade teacher and all kind of people from all around the world came to her funeral. But in my mind, as I went through that process in my life, I believe that her life was cut short. Now, granted, you know, I'm not the maker, but I just felt that. And in my heart, I vowed from that day forward that I would help people to maximize their potential, their passion, and their productivity. Why? Because I honestly believe that everyone has a voice and everyone has a message. And in its nutshell, everyone has greatness within them. Someone has the cure to diseases. Someone has the blueprint to success. Someone has the blueprint to unlocking the next level of communication and all of these things. If you've been around for more than 20 years, then you've seen an evolution of things happen in health, in technology and science. But how do these things happen? It's by people like you and I maximizing our potential. So my endeavor is to help each and every person that I come in contact with. Now, I have a big, audacious goal. I really do. Before I die, Steve, I want to impact and influence 300 million people. I know every time I say it, people are like, Vern, you're crazy. But with technology, with things that we're doing today, with books, with all of these outlets that we have to infuse the mindset of productivity and the fact that it's possible, I can accomplish that goal. And I want to help people not play themselves short or small and release their greatness by being productive in every area of their life. So I know it's big, but I believe in it, and I'm going to stick to it until the day that I die.
Well, first of all, that's a big goal, but you know as well as I do that when you tell that to people and they say you're crazy, you're talking to the wrong people. You're talking to people that need to hang around you more because, like I said, not only is there, first of all, more people being born every day, so exponentially, there's more people on the planet all the time, so that pretty soon 300 million is going to seem like Dr. Vern. Why such a small goal of only 300 million? But second of all, with technology, like you said, I mean, It's not like you have to personally go have a conversation with people right here. You're on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the Rhino, and you're in the Rhino Monthly Magazine. And that's going to be promoted all over social media and all over other technology, and people are going to talk about it. And I just came from an event I attended with you where there was hundreds of people in the room. And if just a dozen of those people do like I do and say right away, I need to introduce Dr. Verne to my audience, I mean, you're having exponential effects. So just by being the person you are, not only is that not a crazy goal, but of course it's going to happen. If you ask me, I wouldn't want to live life without it. Now, you must, and I got to ask you this. I mean, we're at the end of today's episode, but how about if we get into tomorrow some real-life examples of people that you have come in contact with, that you've touched, that you've affected with your speaking, with your writing, with your materials, with everything you do, with these interviews, your coaching. I mean, there's so many ways you help people. You got to have some great stories to tell. Can we get into that tomorrow?
Absolutely. Would love it.
That's the end of part two. Join us next time for part three.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. Hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts, plus your free copy of Rhino Monthly Magazine. The Rhino Daily Podcast.